Chapter 3. Though the night was still young, Padme lay in her darkened chamber seeking the blessed oblivion of sleep. Unfortunately, sleep remained stubbornly elusive.
I told Anakin I loved him because I thought we were about to die, she thought. But we survived. And now there's no going back. He is my heart. We are together for life.
Restless, she shifted beneath her light sheets, tormented by the memory of running into the cavern on Geonosis, seeing him so dreadfully hurt and lost, seeing his severed arm abandoned in the dirt. Such a wounding, coming so hard on the heels of his mother's brutal slaughter, of what had happened afterward. And because they hadn't been alone, because Obi-Wan was there and the truly formidable Yoda, she hadn't been able to kiss him or weep with him. A hug was all she'd been allowed. Yoda's clone troopers had moved her aside so they could support him, help him into the gunship, help him board the starship that had carried them home. That had been the worst pain of all. Her closed chamber door chimed.
What?
With a resentful sigh, she pulled on a robe and answered it.
C-3PO, I said I didn't want to be disturbed.
Oh, Mistress Padme, please forgive me,
said the agitated droid.
I did try to convince him to go away, but he's insistent, almost rude, so unlike him, and...
Who is? Who's here?
Why, Master Kenobi. And he says he won't leave until the two of you have spoken.
Something must have happened. Anakin.
Tell him I'll be there in a moment, she said, her mouth dry. Offer him refreshments. I won't be long.
As soon as the door closed behind the droid, she tore off her sleepwear and pulled on a simple but elegant blue dress instead. Clothes were armor. If he'd brought her bad news, if Anakin was... She didn't want to face him at the smallest disadvantage.
But Anakin's not dead, she thought. If he were dead, I would know.
Obi-Wan was waiting for her in the living room, neatly dressed in a fresh Jedi tunic and leggings. From the way he stood there, steady on his feet, his face no longer pale and twisted with pain, it was clear the healers had seen to the lightsaber wounds that had rendered him more helpless than she could ever have thought possible.
Obi-Wan, she said, joining him, have you come to take me back to the temple? Am I permitted to see Anakin now?
He bowed his head briefly, hands clasped before him.
No, Senator Amidala, I'm afraid that's not possible.
Senator, not Padme, she thought,
and nothing in his manner but a stiff formality.
I see,
she said, guarded.
In that case, given recent events, can't your errand wait? I'm tired, I need to rest.
I do appreciate that, Senator, he said, and I am sorry to disturb you, but no, this cannot wait.
Really? She thought. Well, that wasn't for him to decide, was it? Her home, her rules.
She folded her arms.
Have you seen Anakin?
If he was annoyed, he didn't show it.
He's resting comfortably. There's no need for you to be concerned.
So cool he was, positively indifferent. Anyone would think he spoke of a mere acquaintance. But she knew better.